God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "See, I am now establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, all the birds and the various tame and wild animals that were with you and came out of the ark. I will establish my covenant with you, that never again shall bodily creatures be destroyed by the waters of a flood. There shall not be another flood to devastate the earth." God added, "This is the sign that I am giving for all ages to come, of the covenant between me and you, and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant I have made between me and you and all living beings, so that the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all mortal beings. As the bow appears in the clouds, I will see it and recall the everlasting covenant that I have established between God and all living beings, all mortal creatures that are on earth." God told Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all mortal creatures that are on earth."
Near the cross of Jesus there stood his mother, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Seeing his mother there with the disciple whom he loved, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." In turn he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour onward, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of La Salette, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, for those who are Marian experts and who know all the different feasts of Our Lady, today is Our Lady of La Salette, that apparition of Our Lady to the two French children in 1846, in which Our Lady appeared to these two shepherd children sitting on a rock and crying. She had her great royal robes on and a great crown on her head, but they were attracted to this globe of light. These children walked towards it out on the fields, and in this globe of light they found Our Lady sitting on this rock with her hands on her, right, her chin resting on her hands and crying very profusely. And they were greatly distressed at seeing this woman crying. They didn't realize it was Our Lady until they got closer, and they asked why she was crying. And she told them two of the things that saddened her and saddened her son was the fact that the people took God's name in vain. They used his name very badly in using it as a swear word, and that they didn't observe the Sabbath. They didn't observe Sunday as a holy day and a day of rest. And that she said to the children that if they didn't change their ways, they would be punished by a drought. A famine would come because of a drought, and they would not have potatoes to eat because of this behavior of the people. She also complained that during Lent, on Fridays, they ran to the butcher shop to get meat. But the things that two most disturbed and caused concern to Our Lady, and because it was a thing that offended Our Lord, was the blasphemies, taking God's name in vain, and not observing Sunday as a day of rest and going to Mass on Sunday, which is the reason why it is a day of rest, so that we can go and give God our duty of adoration and worship. We heard in the first reading, the readings chosen for Our Lady of La Salette, of course, is the sign of the rainbow given to Noah and his descendants as a covenant that God would never again destroy the earth by water. And some have commented how ironic it is that those militant homosexuals should use the rainbow as a symbol of their immoral behavior when it is supposed to be a sign of Our Lady, of the promise, the hope, because the rainbow is further, you might say, connected to Our Lady, because in the Gospel today, St. John's Gospel points out, you know, Jesus, when he's dying on the cross, he points out, "Woman, behold your son, son, behold your mother." She is that refuge. She is that sure sign for all those that we won't fall under the wrath of God if we stay under the mantle of Our Lady. And she is that rainbow. But those who want to promote their immoral behavior, in one sense, that's the devil behind it, blasphemes Our Lady and takes the rainbow, which is a sign of hope, and instead turns it into a sign of decadence and a sign of immoral behavior. So we must, not let those symbols be taken away from us by the evil one and his companions, but rather realize that the rainbow is to be a sign of hope. And Our Lady came to the children at La Salette to give them hope, because really the means of turning away God's wrath was at their disposal, was to turn away from their sins, to start observing Sunday as a holy day, to stop taking his name in vain, and to pray. She said to the children, "Even if all you do is pray an Our Father and a Hail Mary every day," she told them, "could avert God's wrath." The children, you know, they did give those messages to the church. The bishop examined them and believed that it was of supernatural origin. And France didn't observe or didn't listen to Our Lady. And there was a famine that came, and that people were greatly suffering because of it. You know, when we talk of it today also about global warming and climate change and what causes all these different things, you know, we have to look at something that's more valid, I think, than carbon in the air. It is man's sin. God punishes us by sending us afflictions. And one of the ways he can afflict us, where it hits us the most, is the climate that we're in. The atmosphere, the environment that we are living in, is one of the ways in which God punishes us to move us to conversion. We know very well in the Bible there was famine that came upon Israel when it wasn't faithful to God. And when they were faithful to God, he blessed them with prosperity and with plenty. So it's a no-brainer in that regard. If we're really concerned about our climate, as Pope Francis has said to us, if we're really worried about the environment that's outside of us, you know, the physical environment, then we need to worry about the moral climate as well. That if we're killing babies in the womb, if we're promoting homosexuality as calling it a virtuous thing, then we're going to have climate change in a big way, just as Noah and his people had climate change and experienced a great flood. Of course, you know, we need to be mindful of the fact that God always sends us the remedy to what is our problems. Our Lady has been a messenger to her people. She's been that sign of hope. She's come to warn her children, to tell them what they need to do in order to avert disaster, calamity. And it seems that we've always been very slow to heed Our Lady's words. Once again, she came at Fatima and gave us a message for our day, to tell us what we could do to help restore peace in the world. And it's not changed much. Stop sinning and pray and be faithful to God. This is the simple, you might say, formula for a happy life and for peace and concord in society, is to stop sinning and not promote it or somehow glorify it as we do today. Seems that we take, at least in the media, they try to go out of their way and make sin something that's glorious and something that is something to be exalted in. What an offense to God, when it should be something that is what it always has been in the eyes of God. It should be exterminated from your life. You should put away the vice and put on Christ. So today, as we celebrate Our Lady of La Salette, you know, especially these two sins are still very prominent today in our society. The not observing Sunday as a holy day, as a day of rest and as a day of worship of God, and taking God's name in vain. And we can help to observe those things more faithfully. Of course, you know, many employers make it difficult for those who are working because they don't even let them have Saturday as a day for them to do those things that they need to do because they work Monday through Saturday. So maybe it's something that it ought to be also rectified, is that the weekends should be observed as truly days for man to do the things that are necessary to catch up on his own activities, but also to make free Sunday for the day of the Lord. And also that we observe his name and keep it holy. For those are two of the top tier commandments. You know, there's two levels of the commandments. The first three are for how we deal with God directly, and the other seven are how we manifest our love for God and our neighbor. So we have to observe them. They have important impact on our society and on the world around us. Virtue does have an extension beyond ourselves. It does mean, you might say, as the world goes, depends on how mankind lives his life with God. And it does have an impact, and Our Lady came to us to warn us and to teach the children and to use them as instruments to help bring about a renewal of society in that day. So the message of La Salette is still valid today, and let us pray and ask Our Lady, who is the Mother of Sorrows, who sorrows over her children and her sins, that we may bring joy to her heart by at least ourselves observing these two commandments, and all of them will make her happy and bring joy to the Mother of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.